At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hi there, I'm David Gibson. Let me tell you about some things that are going on at the school. We've got a sound healing open house and workshop on Sunday, March 15th here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. Everybody gets to go on the sound table, and we do a lot of heart-opening meditations and talk about how it all works. We also have an online sound healing workshop and open house on Sunday, March 29th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. You can find the actual Zoom link to log in at soundhealingcenter.com/events. And then we have a concert, Sound of Bath, I'm doing on Sound of Love on Friday, March 20th from at 6:30 here in Sausalito. lay down, get blissed out. And then we've got our in-person classes in Sausalito for the whole certificate program. Semester just began, but you can still jump in and you learn how it all works and how to actually become a sound therapist and make this be a career. We also have our summer intensive, which is 10 days, 10 to 9:30 every day. That's half of the program still, and you still do the other half online. But it's really immersive. You go really deep, and you never come back. And that's June 9th to the 19th here in Sausalito. We also have the full program online if you can't make it out. It starts this Tuesday, March 3rd, or every week or so. And it works really well online. We also, you don't have to take the whole program. Also, you can do individual classes. We have a recording program starting March 31st. And that's one day a week for 22 weeks. It's a full certificate program. And then August 1st and 2nd, we just scheduled our next Mount Shasta sound healing retreat. So you can start planning on coming out. We normally have about 40, 50 people at that workshop. And we go up on the mountain. And again, you may never come back. It's like, you know, there's fairies flying around everywhere up there. We also have our voice analysis software for sale. The next training is March 22nd, and we have our brainwave assessment. Those are the different things happening here at the Institute. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So today, what we're going over is what I call the hierarchy of vibration, which is the all levels of vibration that all of reality at every level works at. It's really how it all works. We've talked about little parts of this here and there, and it's a few years ago I did this little talk, but this is the full perspective on how vibration works in the entire universe. And it's really, really kind of profound, because once you have it, the key, and this is based on physics and music, once you have this key of how it all works based on vibration, you've got the key to the universe, the key to healing, the key to higher states of consciousness, the key to everything. It's to manifestation. It's the key to everything when you understand how it all works. So let me show you and tell you here. Right? So again, I call this the hierarchy of vibration. So this hierarchy is actually based on music. And music has four different levels. There's many other aspects we talk about, but these are the basic levels of vibration within music. The first level is frequency. A lot of people say, oh, frequency is the whole deal. Well, it's one of four levels. And in music therapy, they say music's the whole deal. Well, it's one of four levels, right? There's all these different levels you can work at within sound and music itself. And then we'll get to other levels of vibration in a little bit. So the first level is frequency, pure frequency. We're talking one frequency. And one frequency can actually be a perfect key to open up a lock of health or higher consciousness or all types of things, actually. So if you find the frequency of a cell and play that frequency to the cell, there's good clinical studies that show it can make the cell healthy. If you find the frequency of anything, in fact, Jeffrey Thompson said that when you find the frequency of oxygen, you can oxygenate the blood. I have a whole list of frequencies that create different vitamins and different all different types of vitamins. You just play that frequency and it creates that vitamin in your system. So frequencies are really, when you find the frequency of something, it's basically you've got the key to what it is. And many things in science are defined based on their frequency, even the elements in chemistry as well. So also, if you find the frequency of your soul, you can open up to oneness where all is known. So the frequencies can be a portal to other dimensions where the ultimate is where you're one with the universe and all is known. So that's pure frequencies. Now, a bunch of frequencies make up a timbre, which is basically just a sound, right? We're talking a tonality of a sound. But in music, it's commonly called a timbre. It's simply a bunch of frequencies. And the main thing about timbres is the chord structure within the harmonics that make up that sound. The chord within the harmonics of a gong are very dissonant chords. And that's why a gong is a little edgy and activating and good for breaking up stuck energy. Whereas a harp has harmonics within the sound that create a beautiful chord. And that's why it's really warm and calming. So it's really all about the quality of the chord within the harmonics that make up the actual sound or timbre. That's what makes things different. And that's why they work. Different sounds work differently. It's the main thing. Now, once you have multiple sounds or multiple frequencies, you now have musical interval relationships between the notes of an instrument or between notes of instruments relative to each other. Let me get, for example, if you play a piano's got a timbre that has a very specific chord within that tonality when you play the piano of the sound, right? But if you play three notes on the piano, now you have a higher level of chord, which is, as we know, is a musical interval, or when it's two, and then more than two is called a chord. And again, the whole thing when you're doing chords, it's all about whether it's more dissonant or more harmonic. Dissonance chords are good for breaking up stuck energy and moving stuff. Harmonic chords are more calming and sweet and peaceful. But we need them all. I mean, we need the whole for the world to go around. But then the fourth level is when you add time. So none of these first levels, frequency, timbre, or musical intervals, have time in them. Now we add time, and now we've got rhythm and melody. And now we've got a whole nother level that includes frequencies, timbres, musical intervals. But now we've got flow. And that's really the whole thing when it comes to healing and the universe. It's all about the quality of the flow of the music. And one extreme is flowing smoothly, and other is complete blockage. So it's all about the quality of the flow. Sometimes we like a little blockage in music to be able to actually then go into more of a flow, and then we get really high, because flow is even better when you had a blockage in the first place. Right? So we have these dynamics that are actually flowing or not. So when I talk about flow, I think of it like this, especially in music. It's like smooth flow would be like a song that's moving along really nicely. Ba da 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 da. Right? That's a smooth flow. Ba da 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 da. Whereas a flow that's not smooth would be like I, oh, me, oh, guy, oh, yeah. Or the worst, as I mentioned, is the blockage. Da 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 da. And that's the worst. And that can happen, we'll talk about, physically. Cancer causes blockage of flow. Or it can happen emotionally, where we have, what am I going to do? I have no idea what to do. I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. In fact, for kids, that's called the double bind. And they go out of their body, and it often creates schizophrenia. The kid that's being abused and has no place to go, doesn't know where to go, complete blockage. There's also blockage in the mental realm, which is really, you know, probably the main blockage is a loop, you know, where we're like, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Right? Or just scatteredness, right? Oh, it's like instead of focus, we're bouncing off the walls, which is so easy because we got so many distracting frequencies and flows around us, right? All over the place, not to mention people, but also, you know, Wi-Fi and cell phone towers. I mean, we're just inundated by non-flow and chaos. That so it's so easy to be jumping around and not having pure focus, which is flow. Flow is pure focus. And then you can even look at flow based on the spiritual level. Gratitude's a pretty good flow. Compassion's not bad. Love's happening flow. Universal love's even better flow. The best flow of all, though, is source. So flowing that it feels like a stable vibration, right? So these are the four levels: frequency, timbre, musical interval, and musical flow. It's basically one, many, and time. One, many, and time. When we have many, we can look at the relationships of the parts within the musical intervals. But it's really one, many, and time. And that's the layout of the whole universe. Now, when we look at these different levels, the whole deal is, where's the peace? When it comes to healing, let me backtrack. Let me say it this way. You can look at the body based on this level, these four levels. You can look at the body as cells, which are the actual frequency. A bunch of cells, bunch of frequencies, creates an organ. That's a timbre. The relationship of the cells and the organs, the relationships of cells to cells and organs to organs, those are musical interval relationships. But the flow through the whole system is really the most important of all. If you don't have smooth flow through your nervous system, you're going to be shaky. If you don't have smooth flow through the circulatory system, you could have a heart attack. If you don't have smooth flow through the actual digestive system, all types of problems happen. But if you look at flow in the meridians, well, if we were to measure each acupuncture point, with which we can do, and then when energy flows through a meridian, it's playing a melody. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? And that's a very specific rhythm based on your metabolism and a very specific melody based on your system. I wonder whether that melody is the same from person to person. I would bet it's not. I bet it's a little bit different, but we'll test that and figure it out one day. But the whole deal is smooth flow through the meridian. We know that. Right? So what we do is we poke the frequency, the acupuncture point, with a needle to activate it so it will receive and transmit the flow because it's gone stagnant, right? And so really when you look at the whole meridian system, it's all about flow. So you can look at the whole body based on flow. And a lot of people, a lot of doctors and such are looking at parts instead of the whole system. So what we're talking about is really, it's all music. This is a quote from Hazrat Inayat Khan from the 1900s, early 1900s. What makes us feel drawn to music is that our whole being is music. Our mind and body, one nature in which we live, the nature in which we live, the nature which has made us, all that is beneath and around us, it's all music. And music is made up of all these four components. Music is not just flow, it's notes or frequencies, it's the sounds, and it's the musical intervals, and it's the rhythm and the melody. Right? So that's the basis. And it's not just the body. We're talking about all of nature. I mean, you can look at nature as the atoms are the actual frequencies. A bunch of atoms make up a molecule, which is just a combination of frequencies with certain musical intervals within it. And then a combination of the relationship of the molecules, well, you could say also besides molecules, a timbre would also be like the elements, earth, air, fire, and water. And the relationship of earth, air, and fire, and water is a big deal. If you don't have a good balance, you could have floods or all types of storms. Or in Chinese medicine, it's like it's all about having a good balance of earth, air, fire, and water. But really, the whole deal on the earth is the flow systems. Whether all the parts of nature are interacting and flowing with each other to create a healthy ecosystem. It's the flow of ecosystems with each other that creates health. And as we know, the thing that causes the problem are toxins and pollution. Those are the blockages. Even some people say that we actually cause problems on the physical earth, even with the emotions that we run, but especially the physical toxins. So let's look at flow in nature. The ideal flow in nature, of course, is a river. Right? Now, it's really interesting when you look at the flow in a river. It's actually, I've noticed, it's kind of trippy to look at. It's like often when I look at a flowing river, it's like I kind of get lost, like what to look at. Do I look at like one part, or do I look at, try to zoom out and look at the whole thing? It's like you can get, or you can actually follow the flow down with your eyes. You know, there's all different ways to look at flow because flow is so unbelievably complex. I mean, it's got all the parts. I mean, if you look at the river, there's notes in there. Every water droplet is a note, and it's actually flowing, right, at a very specific speed and such. And it's really interesting also that the sound of flow, I was just thinking about this earlier, smooth flow in a river is silent. I never thought of it. When you have smooth flow, you don't get sound normally. Whereas when the actual water hits a rock or is having to go over a bumpy rock, that's when the sound happens. But when there's smooth flow, there's no sound. It's really interesting. Okay, so check this out. This is the flow of a river. Notice not only the sound, but where you might look. It's really interesting. You know, Hermann Hesse wrote a whole book about the flow of a river. I remember reading it when I was actually in high school. And it's the flow of a river is so profound. But you know, what's really funny and interesting is when you actually have a blockage of flow in a river, it's like a rock in the river, right? The river doesn't go, shit, that sucks, right? Like we commonly do when we have a blockage in our life. No, the river just goes smoothly flowing around the rock, very smooth, in a beautiful manner, actually. So it creates perfect flow around every blockage. It's really quite amazing just to sit with a river. It's, you know, they're profound when you really get into the whole thing. Now, it's interesting when you think about it. Okay, so music has a flow of, say, in this example, we'll say six notes. Ba da 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 da. Right? But ultimately, when you listen to those six notes, your perception of it is like a flow like this. That's perfectly smooth. Also, when we listen to music, it creates that perfectly smooth flow of like infinite notes, like a river, through our whole body, through our nervous system, through everything. In fact, the nervous system flow is infinite notes. The flow of blood is just like a river, every drop. It's not infinite, but practically infinite. Same with digestion. There's a whole flow of fluids, right? So it's really interesting that musical flow it's almost like it's this dumbed down version of flow. It's like we only have six notes, whenever if we look at that river, it's got millions of notes. But the six notes create that infinite flow in us, especially etherically. Ba da 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 da. And our whole system goes, oh, boo, boo, right? It's really interesting when you look at flow in music. It can also be the quality of dynamics that build up and break down. And I talk about this a lot in our classes, in my book, and in my even recording book, I talk about this. You know, when it comes to healing, smooth flow of music is the ultimate, where it builds up and breaks down, especially at a very smooth, slow pace. So it's like it gets more and more intense and then breaks down and gets more and more soft. You know, where I saw this, where I got this from, was at a Pink Floyd concert. Yeah, I was on drugs. Okay, I admit it. I was at a Pink Floyd concert, right? Complete flow in Dark Side of the Moon. I just saw the dynamic build really slowly and really, really smoothly. Also, at a Grateful Dead concert. I mean, that's the whole thing, is the flow, the way dynamics, energy builds up and breaks down. People get really excited when it builds up, and then peaks out. It's really, really great. Also, kirtan is the ultimate. It builds up really slowly and gets faster and faster and then slows down, and you got a smooth flow of dynamics. Here's a good example of a smooth flow of dynamics with frequency and rhythm, especially rhythm, and also, those are the main ones, and also the timbre. Okay, so I'm going to do a really fast rhythm. Ba 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 ba. Smooth flow leads you there. If I'd done a breath in the very beginning, it would have been mellow, but not nearly as mellow when I actually led you there with that smooth flow. Smooth flow of change. Now, it's interesting, and we'll talk about this a little bit more. When you look at, ultimately, at frequencies, we'll come back to it. Frequencies are actually flow also. We'll come back to it because that's kind of the ultimate at the end. Okay, so we're talking about four levels. Frequency, sounds or timbres, musical intervals, and musical flow, smooth flow within music. Now, in the body, the whole deal is all about creating peace at each of these levels. It can be actually throughout all of the world as well. So peace at each of the levels is a little bit different. So when we're working with sound or vibration, It depends what level we're working at. At the frequency level, it's the difference between consistent vibration and chaotic vibration. It's the difference between and right? Chaos and stable, consistent. Peace is the stable, consistent. When the body is healthy, every single cell is humming consistently. And when you start to get sick, the stress causes the chaos, among other things. Right? And then at the timbre level, it's really about the chord within the timbre. You know, if you want to be at peace, a harp is going to be more at peace than a screaming electric guitar. But, you know, screaming electric guitar or even a gong can break up stuck energy. Even bagpipes can break up stuck energy and get you back to peace. But the peace is ultimately a beautiful chord within the harmonic. And then peace within the musical intervals is a beautiful chord. And smooth flow is peace at the music level. Right? So you've got peace really is really the whole deal. Right? Now, it's interesting when we look at flow at all levels in the body. And I mentioned this. Physically, you've got smooth flow, but mentally is focus. Emotionally, let it go, right? And then spiritually. So there's flow at all these different levels. There's flow in the etheric body, especially of the kundalini energy moving through the chakras. But there's like waves of energy that go across the etheric body in the electromagnetic field of you. And that's all about flow. And it's got the musical, the frequency components as well. So it's made up of all levels of music as well. But really, the whole deal again is flow. So for the kids, we simplified this. We just made it. Peace is the frequency level. Harmony is more than one. And flow is with time. So we just call it peace, harmony, and flow. And again, you could work at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Right? Now, this is really, I've been mostly just talking about sound and music. And I talked about nature. But really, these different levels of the four levels are at every single level of reality. Let me show you. Right? So, at the level of color, we've got red, yellow, and blue, the primary colors. Those are the frequencies. All other colors are a combination of red, blue, and yellow, which are the complex colors. So purple is red and blue, right? I mean, orange is yellow and red. So all of the colors are made of these primary three colors. And so all the other colors are timbres. But then you can look at the relationship of the colors. The relationship of you know, green and red is a little dissonant. It's not nearly as nice as you know, like pink and red or teal and green, right? Or teal and purple. Right? Those are really harmonious colors that create a musical interval that are really harmonious. But then you start spinning the colors or moving them through space with animation. Now you got flow. So you can work at all levels based on color and light. Same with geometry. You've got the circle. That's a frequency. A bunch of circles makes up the flower of life, which has all geometries in the universe in that one image, the flower of life. And then you can look at the relationships of geometries as the musical intervals or the relationship of the sides of the geometries. You can look at on a triangle, you can look at the relationship of one side to another, and that's a musical interval. So if the one side of a triangle is three lengths and the other side is two, that's a musical fifth, 3-2 relationship. But then you start spinning geometries, now you got flow or spin. And where you move geometry through space with animation, now you got full-on flow. But also, you could look at this at the electromagnetic level. A lot of people are talking about all these electromagnetic devices that do frequency healing. I'm like, well, what about timbres? What about combinations of frequencies? Like the heart is made up of many frequencies. Right? What about the musical flow of our systems? Why not look at that level? It's complex, but that's where we should really be going, is the flow within electromagnetics even. Right? But then there's the four levels at the level of the quantum level, and that's intention. So you can hold an intention of love, right? One frequency. Or you could do an intention of love, wisdom. Two frequencies that have a musical interval relationship, a timbre. Right? Or you could do, even within love and wisdom, there's a whole musical interval, so you could even go back and forth between those. But then you could do a flowing intention, where you're visualizing energy coming down into the crown, out the heart, energy from the earth up through the body, out the heart, and you got these two flows of energy that you're visualizing while you're doing the work. I often visualize energy flowing through the whole system, right, to get that flow going when I'm actually working on somebody, even with a tuning fork, which is just one frequency. Right? So even at the actual intention level, you've got flow or frequency. You got the four levels. Now, it's really interesting when you start actually combining these levels, and that's where it gets really cool. So if, say, we're working at the frequency or sound level and music, sound and music level, because it's sound at the frequency level, and then when we add time, we get music. Well, we could add, with sound and music, we could add energy and work at multiple levels energetically while we're doing the sound. Ultimately, we're looking at actually having flow going through the body with sound in a sound suit, speakers right on the body, and electromagnetic pads where they actually play a song through ba-da-da-da, through the different spots on the body. Or you could use infrared light and play it across the body, but a specific song, play a specific song tuned to you, because we can measure the notes in the body now. We'll come back to that. Or you could actually use ultrasound and play that flow. You could use scalar waves and play that flow. You could work at flow level at all levels of vibration. So we've got the four levels at electromagnetic, infrared, ultrasound, scalar waves. We've got all the different levels we can work at. And as I always say, the more ways you lead a horse to water, the more chances it'll drink. So we're talking about multiple levels of flow, because that's how the body works. The body is not just blood flowing, right? The body is all these different levels of flow. Oh my God, we don't even know. I mean, we haven't even mentioned the flow of energy from other people coming into us and out of us, or us affecting other people, or the flow of the cosmos. I mean, look at the solar flares and all the energy that comes from the sun into our whole planet that affects the whole planet and goes right into us. Not to mention, they measure all of the cosmic rays from other galaxies coming into our whole system, into our body, down to the cellular level. I mean, the flow complexity is unbelievable, much less physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Oh my God, yeah. It's really, but it's all flow. It's really interesting. Okay. Let me play a little flow here. Okay. This is a song based on nature, and it's got a really sweet flow to it. So let me share my sound here, and then we'll listen to it. This is off my first Nutra Energetics album. Okay, here we go. Check this out. Where is it? Okay, there we go. This one is called Creative Spirit. It's interesting when you hear all the different sounds and tonalities of nature and how they all flow in respect to each other. Thank you.
It's interesting how smooth flow can create a frequency of peace. When you really think about it, it's all flow. A frequency is simply something that is changing from the same frequency to the same frequency over and over. So it's technically still got time in it because it's vibrating over and over at the same frequency. In fact, when you actually zoom in with a microscope, electron microscope, down to the quantum level practically, there's no stuff. There's no frequency anymore. There's no more things that are frequency. It's all flow. But, oh my God, if you look at flow of the spin of an atom, it's got a frequency of how fast it rotates. And then they say that the whole universe is actually a torus, a donut spin, right? Well, that's got an actual musical flow. If we could even map the notes of the flow and then the actual tempo of how fast that flow is going. So it's like everything is a combination of flow or frequency all the time. If you zoom in on a cell, which I said is like a frequency, well, there's all, it's so unbelievably complex. There's all these different musical parts, and energy is flowing within the cell. If we look at even the parts of the cell, we can zoom into the atomic level, and then you got the whole atomic flow. Oh my God, they even say there's a flow of matter goes in and out of reality 600 billion times per second. That's a frequency that is changing over time. It's a flow there. Seems like that's the most important frequency of all, because now that's where frequency of matter and consciousness merge, according to Bruce Lipton. Right? Oh my God, you can also look at all of the flow systems of all of nature and our entire universe. Look at all the planets flowing around the whole sun, each planet being a frequency. The relationship of the planets are musical intervals, and it's got a very, and astrology is all based on the relationship of the flow of the planets at any specific moment, not over time, but any specific moment. And so we've got our galaxy that's spinning, and the galaxies are going around something else. I mean, everything is like incredible flow happening, including the Big Bang, which they say is actually just a big torus. So there's this incredible number of flow systems through our whole galaxy. Unbelievable, actually. But if you zoom out far enough, our whole universe is one frequency. And there are other universes that are other frequencies. So, as they say in quantum physics, you can always see things as particles or as flow, as waves. Waves are flow. And when you look at reality, this is a weird thing in quantum physics. If you look for particles, you're going to see particles, frequencies. If you look for waves, you're going to see waves, flow. So, it's really all the same. But our mind likes to break it out into different parts, and it makes it really easy to break it out into parts for the body, cells, a bunch of cells, then the actual relationships of the cells, which we're looking to measure as the template of perfection, and the flow systems. Oh my God, ultimately we are measuring all of the notes
within each of the 11 medical systems, the circulatory, respiratory, nervous system, digestive system, endocrine, all of those systems, we're measuring the notes of the songs with light microscopes. And then we can get the rhythm and the EK and the rhythm of this song from the EKG and EEG of your metabolism, which is the speed mostly of your heart, averaged out, or brain when you're at peace. And now we've got the actual song, melody of the notes, and the rhythm of each of the 11 systems. But the ultimate, and then we can play, again, we can play, use needles and play that song through the whole system. We can actually play sound on a sound vest or sound suit through the system. We can use ultrasound, infrared light, microcurrent pads, scalar waves, and run that river of flow. And that, we believe, will heal every disease there is. Until you continue those emotions that are not flowing or stuck. I can't believe what they did. Can you believe what they did? Can you believe what's going on in the world? Can you believe it? I can't believe it. Just a repeating stuck loop. Right? So then we have to work on the flow of the emotions. Let it go. As babies, we had it down. Wah! Right? We let it out. But then we go to school, or at first they say, shh, be quiet, around 2, maybe earlier. And then we go to school and there's no more sound. And we've got a complete blockage of being able to express ourselves. And for many kids, this is intense, especially the parents that say, don't be heard, be quiet. And in many cultures, you know, you don't talk back. It's a complete blockage of flow. And then there's the flow of focus. To be able to actually get that focus so you're totally focused on the part and the actual, it's interesting, you can even look at a tree as a frequency as the roots, and then the roots break out into branches, into leaves, which are all the different frequencies that are the timbre, that make the harmonics that make up the timbre. And then you've got the overall flow of the leaves and branches moving to the wind and growing, the flow of growth. That's the Fibonacci. The growth is all about flow. And so you can look at it, even the tree as all levels. And then the relationship of the tree and the roots to other trees and to water and all the other elements that make it live, right? Air and everything. Oh my God. Right, and then even the tree putting out more oxygen so we can actually breathe. Oh my God, the flow systems. Who put this together? Who put this together? Mr. Mrs. Master Flow of the entire universe. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's quite incredible. The ultimate, though, is being in the flow, where there is no more time, where you are the center of the flow in the moment. It's interesting because if you zoom out or look at it from the mind perspective, things do still change over time when you're at the center of the flow. But when you're at the center of the flow, it's only the moment. And that's where creativity happens, where you get downloads from higher beings or your higher self or just from source. Because in the moment of the flow is a frequency that is so peaceful and still. Peaceful at the frequency level, peaceful at the combination relationship of everything level, and peaceful at the flow level of where you are in all of these flow systems in the moment. Peace and stillness create more flow, and flow and frequency and vibration can create more stillness. So hold that intention of being in the flow, letting it go, letting it be for at least the rest of the night, the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes. May it all flow smooth as possible. Thanks for listening.